Sky Sports Radio combined with Harness Racing New South Wales brings you On The Pace for your daily dose of news and tips.
24 to 11, hand in the sulky this morning is Mark McNamara. Morning, Mark.
Morning, Sean. Morning, everybody. Busy show today with Newcastle Racing this afternoon. We're going to talk to three of the boys with drives up there. Just back to Penrith last night, it was a case of eight races and eight different stables and drivers winning. So it looked as though that might have been the case leading into the meeting, and it panned out that way too. Jimmy Douglas getting Strike Like Fire home in a later race, beating the favourite Corbo, beaten for the first time since heading across from New Zealand with a dashing front-running drive on the 50-1 shot, number one Strike Like Fire in race seven at Penrith. Cameron Davies taking a team to Newcastle this afternoon. He joins us online this morning. Cameron, good morning.
Hey, Mark, how are you?
Good, thank you. Must be really happy with the way the team's racing at the moment.
Yeah, they're going very well.
We'll get into your runners for the meeting. You kick off in the first with Trump the Aces. This bloke had a few problems. His runs have been very much spaced, being May, June and October.
Yeah, he got a touch of a virus on his after his last start, so we just gave him the freshen up, and he seems to be over it now, and everything seems to be going in the right direction.
He was good last time, beating all but Tretyakov at Newcastle on the 12th of August. How's he come on since that run? Have you taken him to the trials or just been pretty easy on him since then?
We've been pretty easy on him. We haven't trialled him, so we'll just use tonight as a trial, but I think he's forward enough to run a good race.
Forward enough to go off the gate. Would you like to see him go forward at this stage, just as he hasn't raced since August? Perhaps just look after him at the start and like to see him running on.
Yeah, I think he's got enough gate speed to sort of get across and find a good position. So, I think he's forward enough to run a good race anyway.
We go down to race number eight. You've got Do the Deal Dylan out of the two gate. This is a newcomer to your stable. What's your opinion on this horse?
I haven't done much with him. We've only had him probably 2 weeks. Gave him a couple of canners at home, but he feels like he's got a little bit of ability there. So he should press forward and find a good spot as well. And I think he'd be hard to beat.
And in the last race, you've got Come On Charlie, another newcomer to the barn. They're just rolling in the gate.
Yeah, they're both of the same owner, and they turned up probably 2-3 weeks ago. I don't think he's got much tactical speed early, but I think we'll just drive for a bit of luck tonight, and he should find the line pretty good.
Is there one of the three that you're keen on more than the others?
I'd say the first one, Trump the Aces, yeah.
That is race one, number four. Cameron, keep up the good job. The team's going really well, and may that continue at Newcastle tonight. Best of luck.
Thanks, Mark.
Cameron Davies joining us there with a look at his runners at Newcastle. So the best of them, race one, number four, Trump the Ace. Brad Elder's got a very busy night as per normal up around that neck of the woods in front of him. He's granted us some time this morning also. Brad, good morning.
G'day, Mark. How you going?
Good, thank you. Busy night for you. Plenty of drives again.
Yeah, got six tonight, so keeps me busy.
Keeps you out of trouble. Right, on to the first, Andrew Jade, the drive for Darren. It's out of a pretty strong race last time with form behind Velocity Stride and the Big Dig.
He's sort of getting low in the grade now, so a win shouldn't be too far away. He dropped down to a 50, and tonight looks like a race where he should be pretty competitive and should run top three.
You're drawn pretty wide. What's the best scenario in the run for him? Is he better to be on the pace or running on at the end?
He's probably better off just going back and slotting in. He's got a pretty good turn of foot, but it'll all depend on the front-end pressure.
On to race number two at West Point is your drive here. Manners just haven't been his friend of late. He overraced last time and he's been doing a few things wrong. He's got the ability, as we saw back in September when he won and beat King Harrow at Newcastle.
He can play up a bit, but if he scores up and does everything right, he'll probably end up outside the leader, which is not really where he'd run his best race. But if he could find the top, I think he'd be pretty hard to beat.
Is he suited to the mile? Is that his go?
He's a bit suspect over the 2,000, but dropping back to a mile, and he goes pretty good.
On to the third race, and Coringa Delight, just a very consistent pacer, and she's dropping in grade tonight too.
She's been going pretty good lately. She wasn't far off a win last start. And, she's pretty good mare. She's always running on at the end, so hopefully they can go hard enough and let us get into the race.
on a race number five. You've got the drive here on Just a Jolt. What are your thoughts on this field for Just a Jolt tonight?
There's a few horses in there that'll be pretty hard to beat, but he's going to be better than his form would. He's still getting home in his 56 halves every week, and he's still just thereabouts, but it wouldn't surprise me if he was to sneak into the top three.
Do we go off that run two starts ago where he was in the rating 60 and then he stepped up in grade to the 75 last time? He does look nicely placed, even though it's a strongish up to 60 tonight back in this grade.
Yeah, he's run a couple of weeks ago. It was pretty good. He made a lot of ground in the last couple of 100 metres when he got clear. So, he probably should be thereabouts. I just don't know what to do at the start, whether we have a crack or if we just tuck in and hopefully they go crazy.
You're on the claimer in race number six, our Sir Ivanhoe, in an up to 90 rating. Can you give us a steer into this one? It's a pretty strong field.
Yeah, this one's a tough one. There's a few there that are got pretty good form and even an angle form, and yeah, I probably can't say it's running in the top four there.
And on to the last race, you're driving Advanced Warfare. It's got a 5 and a 4 next to its name. Still may need to find a length or two to get into the placings, even just behind the money in those runs?
Yeah, it's not an overly strong race, but I've drove that horse once before, and I think he sat leaders back and he went all right. This time, yeah, they'd probably have to go hard here for us to be in the money, so have to hope for a bit of luck.
Is your one you're really keen on tonight?
Probably I'd have to go with Andrew J with the right run would be my best chance for the night.
That is race one, number seven. Brad, keep up the good work. You're driving well and good luck up there at Newcastle tonight.
Thanks a lot, Mark.
Thanks, Brad. Brad Elder there. So both the boys, Cameron Davies, keen on Trump the Ace, and Brad Elder, the drive with Andrew Jay in the first. Last of our guests this morning is Mitch Chappell. He's got a couple of drives tonight with some decent chances amongst them. Mitch, good morning.
Hey, Mark, how are you?
Good, thank you. Now, there's no real pressure on Rock and Joy, because if this gets beat tonight, the trainer's blaming this interview for being the mock. Were you a bit disappointed in the horse last time that it didn't find the line better in front?
It was probably a little bit my fault last week. I did spear her off the arm. We copped a bit of mid-race pressure, but I still thought she went pretty good last week, but hopefully we just slide across this week and be somewhere we're about.
What about the quality of the field last week compared to the quality of the field tonight? How are they comparable?
Probably a little bit stronger this week, but she's still in there with a chance to win.
And race number nine, you've got... Oh, who's going past listening to you on the radio?
I'm just at work.
Right. Race nine, number two, in Alliance. Went out favourite last week. It too didn't quite find the line. Did something come out of the run? Because it looked pretty hard to beat going into the race.
Yeah, no, he tried good on the Sunday before, and I thought he'd probably lead and win last week, and he was very disappointing. So he got his blood done, and there's nothing to be really worried about. So hopefully we can bounce back over the mile this week.
It's not a whole lot stronger, if anything, tonight. Would you like to try and lead again and beat this field?
Yeah, I'd say we'll probably lead for a whole lot weaker this week than it was last week. So if we bounce on the button this week and just get one quarter, I think he should be too good.
Race nine, number two, that is. Mitch, thanks for joining us. Good luck with a couple of drives up there at Newcastle tonight.
No worries. Thanks, Marcus.
Mitchell Chappell with the drive. Sean, that has been on the pace for this Friday morning. So the boys, Cameron Davies and Darren Elder with Trump the Ace and Andrew Jane, if you want to back the leader of the last in Alliance, the way to go from Mitch Chappell. And good luck if you're having a punt at Newcastle this evening.